Means to get something in return for doing it. So listen for that word and listen for how the Lord talks to the Pharisees and lawyers about inviting people over for dinners and suppers. Are you ready to listen for that? This is in Luke chapter 14. And Jesus said to the lawyers and Pharisees who had invited him to eat bread on the Sabbath, "When thou make a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brothers, nor thy kinsfolk," which means relatives, "nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite thee back, and a recompense, a reward, be made to thee." But,
I heard that.
You heard that word in there? Good. You'll hear it again. "But when thou make a reception," which means have a party, "call the poor, the maimed," which means someone who's injured, "the lame," means someone who can't walk, "and the blind, call them. And thou shalt be happy, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." So the Lord is explaining here to the lawyers and Pharisees that when you have someone over, friends or family or a rich neighbor, don't do it so you get something in return. And we can think about that example. What if you knew that someone who lived nearby you had lots and lots of money, and you thought, if I invite them over, maybe they'll get something for me. Maybe they'll buy something for me. So I'm going to invite them over. Does that sound very charitable? Because we're doing it to get something for ourselves, right?
No.
Yeah, it's not very charitable, is it? But the Lord helps us understand how we can invite people over with making them happy in mind. And he gives us some examples. If you were to invite someone over who is injured and needed help, or somebody who couldn't walk, or somebody who couldn't see, or somebody who didn't have any money, would you ever...
A broken bone?
Yeah, like a broken bone. Do you think you'd ever invite someone in that kind of situation over because you would get anything in return? No. You'd invite someone over in a situation like that because you knew you would be able to help them. So the Lord's helping the Pharisees see that when we do something nice for somebody, anybody, we should be focusing on how we can be nice for that person, not on what we'll get in return. Now, there's one more example we can think of that comes from the example that the Lord gives, and that's something that happens quite often here in the Kempton New Church. If a family has a sickness and is very busy taking care of somebody who's sick, oftentimes other families will bring that family a meal, won't they? Just like it says in this story. Or maybe you've had this happen in your families. When the Lord blesses your family with a new little baby, often families will bring dinners over to your house as the mama is resting.
Yes, we got dinner for our new baby Stella.
And isn't that a wonderful thing to receive from your neighbors? Now, maybe you've helped your own family make a meal for somebody else too. And do you think when you're making a meal for someone else in a situation like that where they need help, you're thinking of anything that you would get in response to that? No. You're thinking about how you can help, right? Well, that's why the Lord gives us some of these examples here to help us understand how to do something nice without hoping for a reward. So this week, we can keep this story in mind in the Gospel of Luke. And you know what we can do this week? We can look for ways to do something nice for our neighbor without a reward. So here are a couple ideas. Maybe you'll notice something in your room needs to be cleaned up. If you clean that up without anybody asking you, without thinking you'll get any reward for doing it, then you'll be doing something that's very charitable. Or look around the house or look around the yard, and if something needs to be done, you can just do it and not wait to be asked to do it. And when you do something like that, do you know what happens? Do you know what happens when you do something like that?
You get a step closer to going to heaven.
There you go. And the Lord also fills you with a very wonderful feeling inside of you, a feeling of joy. And do you know what that joy is called? It's called the delight of heaven.
Hey, can I say something? When you get to get a work, add a new work to your house.
Yes, you can help around the house. And the Lord, when you do it without any hope of reward, gives you a special reward of his own, which is called the joy of heaven. Amen.